Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's In This League, Hour 2, the Super Bowl Big Game Edition. 53 Super Bowls have gone down. Bogman and I have been alive for, well, I've been alive for 35 of them. Bogman is old enough to have been alive for 36 of them.
That's right.
That is,
yeah, the
true.
Very first Super Bowl was on a January 15th.
On your birthday? Really?
Well, in 1967, but yeah.
But they knew.
Yeah, so exactly.
Yeah, you're like Stormborn. That's your football born. You're the Stormborn. You were born of football.
That's right.
When does Game of Thrones come back, by the way? Is it April?
April, I think.
I think, yeah. It's like 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, nice.
What a present. What a weekend. I should take it all off and just watch.
Just got to make it for that. That's all that matters to me.
Remember, so. I was telling you that the other day. Didn't I ask you that, if Game of Thrones was that? Because remember, I had that whole thing when I was a bit younger. I mean, embarrassingly, I was like, I just got to make it to the end of Lost. Like, don't let something happen there. Like, that's your Game of Thrones.
And then you saw the end of Lost and wish you had died.
Yeah, I was like, oh, at least I got Dexter. And then I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, at least I have Dexter.
At least I had
Said
Dexter.
Said no one ever.
Nope. Do you remember that they were talking about bringing it back?
Dexter?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because of how they ended it, they could. Yeah. I don't know if they were going to do a movie or if they were going to just bring back a whole second part of the series. I mean, they could time lapse because Michael C. Hall, what has he done? All he's done, he's got some show on Netflix. What the hell is that called? It's like some mystery show in like a neighborhood.
I don't know.
No,
I have no idea.
It's on Net. I don't know. It's on Netflix.
I know he's on Broadway for a little bit. So
yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Seems kind of Broadway-ish.
Have you? I mean, it's so funny how different his characters are. It just shows you how good of an actor he was.
I still never seen the show. You've been well. You told me not to watch it. Was 6 Feet Under.
Well, you don't like death, so
no.
6 Feet Under is not for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I'm having a hard time lately. Anyway, so that's.
I mean,
the
they
worst thing.
You know, it's about people that work in a funeral home, so. It's not.
So the hill, haunted Hill House or whatever.
No, it's not haunting or anything. It's just dealing with, death and things around it and all that stuff.
All the show. It's same premise. It's like you get a messed up family and then you just put them in a new setting. Like
right.
Around drugs. Someone selling weed. Put them in a funeral home. Mafia.
Right.
You know, whatever. You just that's the formula for making a show. That's what
right.
that is. I don't know what the formula is for commercials, but the Super Bowl commercials always tend to be the biggest, the baddest. So many people in my life I've known just don't care even about football, but they're going to be there because they don't want to be the ones that don't know the commercial everyone's talking about. And that it's what it is. I still don't know. I didn't look. Maybe I should look here. Let's see. Big advertiser leaves Super Bowl.
Oh, you didn't figure it out who it was?
Well, I didn't look. So,
I mean, Pepsi was around for a while. Do you think it was Pepsi?
Let's see. Which advertiser dropped out?
Because isn't the halftime show always the Pepsi halftime show?
That
maybe
sounds
it's still the
right.
Pepsi halftime show. I have no idea. We're giving out all kinds of free advertising here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I don't know who it is. I'm not seeing it. I saw something where it was like huge advertiser. Oh, yeah. Here. Oh, no, that was 2009. It's actually Pepsi pulls out of Super Bowl advertising, ending 23-year run in 2009. Box.
Huh.
Yeah.
In 2009.
I know. That's what I was saying. So besides celebrities, there was some big advertiser that, you know, dropped out of it. But it's the biggest, not only the biggest point of getting your commercial seen and some of the biggest stuff, it's also the most expensive. I mean, you're not getting in. I mean, local advertisers, whatever. Who is it? CBS that carries the Super Bowl?
Yes.
The local CBS stations, they can charge their biggest amount locally for the local spots the TV stations get. So it's huge. So we've got two things. We've got. So what is your thing that you have as far as commercials go?
I have Who Has Bought Time.
okay.
For Super Bowl commercials.
Okay, let's start there. Who do we have that has bought time, and maybe we could speculate on what their ads are going to be? And we know it won't be. Oh, by the way, we completely forgot about this. How synchronized are we to the world that goddamn commercial with the dude, I'm forgetting, Jeff Daniels?
Yeah.
Did you see, because we said on here, they're not making a Big Lebowski 2, it's a commercial.
Australia.
No, did you see, yeah, it is, it's like Australia. It was a commercial. Did you see who the commercial was for?
No.
Stella Artois.
Oh, no.
I was drinking. I've never had a Stella Artois in my life. Randomly, I got one the other day. We do our live mock draft episode. I'm drinking the Stella on the episode. It airs 24 hours after the podcast airs, where I make the whole episode about Stella Artois. You get Sarah Jessica Parker ordering one, and then in walks the dude and orders a Stella Artois. I laughed with my teeth out because of our bit about Stella Artois, and there's no movie. So we get pushed into this all the time. All right, so I digress. Who are the advertisers that are in, and are they giving us any info on what we might get?
Yeah, they show what it's about.
Oh, okay, cool.
So Amazon is the first one. These are in alphabetical order.
And you're sure this is for this coming year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This is came out January 22nd, 2019, this ad.
Okay.
So Amazon will do a 90-second spot for Alexa.
Okay. So this has got to be, what are they going to ask for? This is going to be celebrities. There was a commercial. Okay. I know what it'll have to do with Boggs.
It says they released it on the 30th, so it's already out there. People have seen it.
Really? Because they released a teaser one with Harrison Ford where he was trying to ask. So it's got to be around that. Maybe the full commercial, maybe the 90 seconds will be in the Super Bowl. It'll be like Harrison Ford trying to figure out what the hell's going on. So who's going to be the person that's going to get all excited about Harrison Ford in there? Like, is it going to be Luke Skywalker?
I doubt it. I mean, this is something like, about Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, I mean,
So I think it's just celebrities asking Alexa to get them things.
Forrest Whitaker in Star Wars, though.
He was in Star Wars.
All right, that's my
Amazon
guess.
Prime is going to promote their new series Hannah.
They're going to promote their new cost boost. And they're charging people. Hannah? I don't know what Hannah is.
I thought that was Netflix that raised, Amazon, right?
Watch. Next 6 months, Amazon is absolutely going to raise their prices because Netflix did it.
Anheuser-Busch is going to have a 45-second total ad for, beer.
45?
Let's see.
What have they done recently? They stopped with the horse.
They always
thing,
have
right?
The Clydesdales, right?
They're going to keep doing that thing?
Looks like they bought a bunch. It looks like
you think any of them are going to be like toxic male energy? Budweiser fueling toxic male energy since 1900s.
Gillette.
Yeah. how many commercials do you think are going to do a Gillette?
No, please don't.
There's going to be at least two.
I understand that the world is serious and. There are things that need to be taken way more seriously, but it's can we just get away from it?
Like happy holiday cups.
Right. Audi is going to do a 60-second spot.
Their car. What are they going to do? Oh, okay. Maybe they're going to crap on Tesla. I bet they make fun of Elon Musk. That's my guess.
It says 1/3 of all new Audi models will be electrified by 2025.
Dude, see, I'm telling you, they're going to make fun of. Okay, here's a guess. I'm just throwing this out here. They're going to get Joe Rogan on and then they'll make fun of Elon Musk in some way, like it's their podcast, and they'll talk about Audi on there. That's my guess.
I think they're just going to have another regular commercial.
You are not creative.
I'm not. I mean, well, I also get a little bit of, but that this is the thing that it says here.
Yeah, it says is like they're going to promote the car. So
well,
I'm
actually, here it is. The ad depicts a man having a vision of an electric vehicle future while choking on a cashew. So there you go.
I mean, that sounds like I'm going to lose $100 on what I think about that commercial.
Avocados from Mexico is going to have a 30-second spot.
Let's see. Does it say who might be in that spot? I'm going to say Zac Efron as Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Did you watch that thing, by the way?
Well, no. Zac Efron is playing Ted Bundy. But yeah, no, you're talking about the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix.
Yeah.
I haven't. Dude, I'm still trying to finish Making a Murder. I'm on the last episode.
You like that horse tooth lawyer there?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's funny. Christian Chenoweth. Who is that?
I don't know.
Actress and singer Christian Chenoweth. Look her up.
What happened
to a celebrity commentator?
What's her name?
Christian Chenoweth, Weth,
Oh, yeah, here it goes. It's a K. K Christian. Oh, I know her. She looks like one of those housewife people. Let's see. She's an American actress. Her performance as Sally Brown in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown on Broadway. You see her face and you're like, yeah, I know that face.
Bubbly, which is from PepsiCo, Canadian recruiter Michael Bublé is convinced the brand is named after him.
Okay. Pass. Hard pass.
Bumble. Bumble is going to have a
Isn't ad. Bumble like a dating app?
Yeah, it is. It doesn't say how long it's going to be.
Who's in that one?
Serena Williams.
Oh.
Oh. Bumble's the one where the chick has to pick the guy. Like, you can't send anything to them until she picks you.
You and I should do Bumble. That would be embarrassing. Isn't that like Hot or Not?
The ball is in her court.
All right, I'm in there. Towing the line a little bit on
the phrasing. Are we just not doing phrasing anymore?
Are we just not doing phrasing? I mean, I thought we were going to get more masculine energy, not different types of jokes.
Burger King is going to do a 45-second spot.
What's the details?
BK King's character at a table, seemingly prepared to shoot a commercial. The other has him painting a picture. So it looks like they've got two ads.
That sounds awful. You know what I want? Did you hear that Celebrity Deathmatch is going to be coming back?
I saw that.
I want the Burger King and Jack from Jack in the Box to fight to the death.
Oh, snap.
Wouldn't that be great?
I like that.
He thought he was the Burger King.
They could just do that at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Rough and rowdy. Rough and rowdy
That's
thing
right.
just went down. Whatever. Just let those two fight it out.
Devour is going to have an ad, a 30-second ad. This is the one that tried to do the frozen food porn.
Yeah, they're going to do something with some woman. What beautiful woman did they cast in the ad? Guarantee it.
Doesn't say.
Okay, well, and that means they're keeping it tight-lipped.
Doritos is going to have a 30-second spot.
What's the details?
Let's see. Dorito infuses some hip hop in a Backstreet Boys hit. I Want It That Way. So it looks like I Want It That Way is going to be in there. Expensify. What is that?
That's not a good name of a company.
Yeah,
it should be called De-Expensify.
Expensify released its ad on January 29th.
Why are they releasing all their ads? Why do we have an article just going to blow the cover on all the Super Bowl ads? Isn't it supposed to be a surprise?
I guess not. I think because of YouTube, everyone sees them anyway.
It's lame.
And you know what? It's free advertising. If you let it go ahead of the Super Bowl.
You're supposed to do teasers. You're supposed to put out a teaser like Harrison Ford trying to do Alexa for 5 seconds. You don't release the whole damn ad.
Yeah, I don't know. But it says the music video stars rapper 2 Chainz and actor Adam Scott, as well as a hidden receipt that is expensible.
It sounds awful. I mean, I like Adam Scott, but that sounds awful. Like, it's what the horrible Australia did to us last year. They released those trailers.
I mean, that was at least funny.
But they set it up for the Super Bowl, and then they knocked it down. They didn't just, like, get the whole cat out of the bag. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. These people are, like, just straight up telling us what we're going to see.
Google has two spots, but they haven't. See, they're doing it the right way, the Welsh. Google has yet to share any details regarding both spots, but has plenty of options for its in-game ads, Google Cloud, Google Home.
Yeah, what are they? I'm curious what they're going to do. I bet they got to advertise Google Home, probably.
You think Visa's going to have that Drew Brees commercial?
Which one is that?
You know, the one where he just like...
Buying food at the Super Bowl because they're not there? Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
What about Saquon?
Yeah, Saquon.
Oh, there's an ad. Maybe Saquon's trying to fool Drew Brees. Maybe.
Maybe there's an insurance commercial for Drew Brees.
Okay. What else do we have? Anything
Hulu.
Else?
30-second ad. Let's see. It's going to, let's see. We'll promote The Handmaid's Tale. Hyundai is going to have one, a 60-second spot in the first quarter.
Super meta joke would be is if Hulu did an advertisement for Handmaid's Tale and had Fred Armisen do the ad. That's a super meta joke just because he was married to the chick who's in that and they hate each other because he was a monster. Yeah.
Right. He seems like a dick.
He does kind of. He's super neurotic. Like, the, you know, I was about to say that you could do like a whole Portlandia type of joke with him. But yeah, like he seems super like control-y, you know, like this is my world type of thing. I mean, he's like, he's hilarious. Fred Armisen is hilarious. But
yeah, she painted him to be a monster. Mariner, Mark Maron or Rogan or something.
He was on Maron. Yeah.
He just came across as not a great dude. But Kia is going to do, I guess, 10 consecutive Super Bowl ads. For them, M&M's is going to be back in there.
Is the Kia ad going to be about their $300 headlight changes that they have that I can attest to? $300, Kia told me. And I said, I can tell you what you can do with your $300 light bulb. I'll go buy one that's a third of the price.
Mercedes-Benz, if you thought that that light was bad, Mercedes-Benz is going to have a 60-second commercial.
Yeah, $1,500
Microsoft. Headlights.
All right. Are we getting any actors or are they just done telling us the actors that are doing stuff?
Well, Christina Applegate is going to be in the M&M's one.
Oh, really?
I actually saw that one. It's not that good.
It's already out?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Why? Who cares then? Who needs to watch the commercials?
Mercedes-Benz is going
to
have Wile E. Coyote.
That's lame.
It says with an ad blending Wile E. Coyote, Free Willy, Ludacris.
Okay. How about Wile E. Coyote just murders a roadrunner? Do that with a what was that Mercedes-Benz?
Mercedes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be Wile E. Coyote running over the Roadrunner in a Mercedes.
Mint Mobile. I don't know what that is.
Mint, I think, is like a finance app.
Okay.
All right. We got 10 seconds. One more. Give me one more.
Let's see. Last one. The NFL is going to run a 90-second ad.
Oh, that's going to be good. I can imagine what it's going to be about. It's not going to be well received. When we come back, though, I'm going to tell you the 12 best commercials of all time, and we'll see if Bogman can guess what they were about. So don't go anywhere. More In This League. Bogman and Welsh coming up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
No!
What's up? Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Wherever you listen in, listen on the app, listen in on iHeartRadio or podcasting. We are glad that you are here. We have got a ton going down. You know, I mean, we have not shamelessly plugged ourselves too much, but this coming week, here's what we got going on. Monday, hopefully, in theory, our brand new book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates, is dropping on Amazon and our website for the PDF version. It'll be under $10, super low investment for a super cool product. We got debates, judges from, who do we have, Boggs? We got Eno, Collette, Sammy Reed. Who else we got?
We got Spore. I mean, we've got Steve Gardner. We've got CDs, DVDs, DVR.
We got like 20 plus judges going on these debates. There's write-ups. Our ranks are in there. We would love it to get support from everybody. That's dropping. Then this week, we are going to 2 episodes on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, starting with a player debate episode on Monday, where we've got a couple guests, Derek Van Riper, Joe Pizzapia. We're going to be doing debates that didn't make the book. That's going to be going down. We got another mock draft. Then, if you are into baseball prospects, I am dropping 2 episodes a day, Monday through Friday, for the next 3 weeks, previewing every single team. Here's some people I got up on the podcast this week. Just this week's interviews. Taylor Trammell, John from the Reds, John Duplantier from the Diamondbacks. I've got Bobby Dalbec from the Red Sox. Those are AFL interviews I did. New interviews, Christian Robinson, top prospect for the Arizona Diamondbacks. George Valera, top international prospect from the Indians. I've got Chris Blessing, Eric Cross, Lance Brozdowski. I've got a ton of awesome people just this week. And that's going to be, what, like 10 of the team previews that are going on. And then we got the Fantasy Black Book. I mean, we are popping the hell off this week. I hope you know how much we appreciate the people that support us, because the people over at patreon.com/ITL Army, the people that step up to support us, it's the reason that we can go balls to the wall and do all this crap that we're doing and trying to make cool and unique content. There's no way we could do it without the support of everybody. So if anyone ever thinks like, why should I support? Or even people that are supporting being like, you know, I don't know what, you know, am I helping out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're helping out. It's a reason that we can do 2 episodes in every single sport. It's a reason I'm stepping up in prospect stuff. It's a reason we wanted to make a cool, unique product with the book and try to make it as cheap as possible. All that stuff. It's crazy ass week that we got going on. Plus, by the way, baseball, everyone reports in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up.
The hell?
You got a lot going on, man.
NBA trade deadlines this week, Bogman.
That's right.
I forgot about that. God. Jesus.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about there, too.
Dude, well, we're going to talk about the Porzingis thing probably in the next hour, but we are going to do an episode right after the trade deadline. So that's dropping it in this league and on our feed. So just go search if you're not already. I imagine everybody is. So much is going down, but a big thanks to everybody. Bogman, I have the 12 best according to digital trends, by the way. It's the 12 biggest, most popular commercials in the Super Bowl of all time. We don't need to go crazy on this, but are you
ready? I guarantee
you
they don't have my favorite one in there, because no one ever does.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine is the one, and I don't, it's for a defunct business, and I look it up every year, and I can't remember which one it is.
Does it start with a hub?
But no, I said it's defunct.
I put an S on the front of it. Spunk.
I can't remember what it was for, but they were herding cats across the open plains.
Isn't that like when they did the wiener dogs?
Did they herd wiener dogs?
Well, there was a commercial that herded the wiener dogs too.
Well, I just remember like because there were cats all over the place, and like, you know, it is like these old hardcore cowboys, and one of them was in a sling, like with a lint roller. You know, there's just all these cats in the background, and like they do this overhead shot of, you know, like where you have the cows crossing the river, but it's cats. It's so funny.
What commercial is that?
I'll look it up, yeah, and I'll send it to you. I'll tweet it out. But it's my favorite one, and I guarantee you it's not on that list.
All right. I don't have this set up where we can hear them, but here's number one. It's from 1971. I'd like to buy the world.
Of course,
world
I remember
Coke.
That one.
You remember that one?
Yeah, from 1971.
I'd like to buy the world of Coke, Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I vaguely remember that one. It was iconic. Let's see, the musical pitch for Coca-Cola. Let's see.
That's not the Mean Joe Green Coca-Cola one, right?
No, the ad was so popular when it aired that that the tune was later re-recorded by the New Seekers and the Hillside Singers and released as a full-length song.
Of course.
Wow.
Right.
All right. Do you remember this one, Up for Whatever, Budweiser?
Up for Whatever.
There, it's from 2014. This looks like Don. Is that Don Cheadle? Yeah, Don Cheadle. They're all in an elevator, and it says a woman walks up to an unsuspecting patron in a bar and offers him a bud on one condition. He has to be, quote, up for whatever. All right. Accepting the challenge, he sets out on an epic journey that includes ping pong with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Okay, that's on there. 1984, Apple. And it's just, they hired Ridley Scott, and it's some chick running around. I don't remember that. Oh, okay, here you go. Hey, kid, catch Coca-Cola, 1979. That's Mean Joke.
Okay, there you go.
Secret Society Avocados from Mexico. This was 2017.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, they was avocados. They poked fun at conspiracies and myths by betraying a secret society that hilariously, they said, just avocados. And John Lovitz was in it.
Okay.
These commercials are horrible, by the way.
I mean, is this brought to you by avocados from Mexico?
Maybe.
This list?
Maybe.
Is that why that one made it?
It might be. What's up, Budweiser? Best, probably the number one of all time.
That's the best.
Yeah, it is the best. I don't care. And you know what? The same, the people that are like, oh, whatever, what's up is stupid, they're the ones that complain about Tom Brady, too. Shut up. Shut up, you. Let me relive. You know what? 1999, that was the peak of my childhood. What was I? I was, how old was I then? I was 16.
I remember every stupid high school kid doing that.
Like, yeah, we did. We're dumbest people on the planet. Best commercial of all time. You know what? So I think they should redo it. Shot for shot with all the same people, but old.
They did it. They did that in Letterkenny.
Oh, did they really?
A shot for shot, yeah, pretty much.
I don't remember this one, but Crazy Legs by Levi. You can't keep your eyes off the teenager strutting down the street doing his crazy dance. His legs are, he looks like an alien. I don't remember that one. Oh, I remember this one. The baby, the E-Trade baby.
Yeah, the dancing baby.
That was annoying. Right. Cindy Crawford, Pepsi.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
We all remember that one. The Force. Volkswagen? I don't remember this.
Yeah, one. Yeah. Remember that was the one where the little kid was, you know, acting like he had the Force and the mom was clicking the button on the car.
Oh, I don't remember that one. This one brought a tear to everybody. Puppy Love by Budweiser, the dog and the Clydesdale.
Yes.
Best Buds Forever. That was too much. And the number one, can you guess what company?
GoDaddy?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Wise guy, Ray Charles, 1990. It was a Diet Pepsi one, too. It's a lame list. Diet Pepsi wasn't the best of all time.
Pepsi.
Just because Ray Charles was in it, it's the best of all time. It says Ray didn't shy away from having a little fun. 1990 commercial had him proclaim his love for Diet Pepsi, only to have the blind musician pick up a can of Coke. Upon tasting the switched up soda, he asked, who's the wise guy? It was an unexpected. Actually, that's pretty damn funny. That's pretty damn funny. Maybe that is the best one of all time. So there you go. Those are the commercials. Only one that resonates with me is Puppy Love, Cindy Crawford, I guess E-Trade Baby, and What's Up.
I think the Doritos ones are usually pretty solid.
Didn't they do the monkey baby one?
Oh, no. That was like Mountain Dew, one of those weird Mountain Dew flavor like energy drinks.
My kid heard that and he was obsessed. Puppy monkey baby. He was doing that. And I was like, dude, we're going to have to stop. This is going to have to stop. That thing is creepy. super so creepy.
I just did not understand any of that.
No. Here's the fun thing. We talked about this last week that we wanted to do. I want to make sure that we do it. I don't think they have props for this, but prop bets. That's the best. I think we even have one of our guys in the Army set up like a prop bet whole, you know, what is it, like a competition? Like whoever gets...
Just you pick all the props and whoever gets the most wins, you know?
Yeah. But so prop bets, it's all over the board. Don't you have a whole setup of prop bets here?
Yeah, I got them from Odd Shark. There's just a ton of them. The first one is the coin toss, heads or tails. They're both -105.
I always go heads.
But do they even do heads or tails? Don't they have like Rams
just,
and Patriots?
Yeah, but they just dictate like they say, you know, this is whatever. This is like whatever the first one is heads.
Right. That's true.
I go heads. I always go heads.
Let's see. Who will the Super Bowl?
Let's mark these. Wait, hold on. Let's mark these.
Okay. I'm going to mark them off. So you got to mark them.
All right. So hold on. I'm going heads. What are you saying?
I'll say tails.
All right. I'm just going
to. Tails never fails.
Okay. You're a tails fan. I am.
MVP.
I like big heads.
It's Brady +125, Goff +250. The next highest is Gurley +1,000. Then Sony Michel +1,200, CJ Anderson +1,600, Aaron Donald's at +1,800.
Where's Gronk on that list?
Gronk +3,000.
But see, if Gronk were to win it, it's going to be at the expense of Tom Brady being incredible. Brady so won. I'm going to go Brady.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Brady?
I'll go Goff.
Go Goff? All right, loser. All right.
Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech? Teammates +175, God +190.
Well, I have Tom Brady, so it won't be God. I know that.
Family or family member +500, owner plus 5,500, city plus 1,000, coach plus 1,100. Did not mention any of the above plus 400.
I like that.
I mean, how are you going to win the MVP and not mention your teammates, the owner, God, or your family?
That's like next level. Like, I want to thank me.
That's like if Marcus Peters wins it.
I want to thank me for being so amazing. If it wasn't for me, this wouldn't get done. Me, me, me. I'm going to say team. Teammates.
Yeah, teammates.
Are you too? All
right. Yeah, I'm teammates.
All right. These are all right prop bets.
How many plays will Tony Romo correctly predict during the game?
Over-under
is 7.5.
Over.
Over is actually minus 140, and the under is even. That's kind of funny.
That is an amazing prop. See, isn't that dangerous, though? Couldn't Romo could go bet on it and screw him up.
Well, he could. And also, how are you dictating that? Does he have to call it out that it's a run to the right?
But if he knows, you're saying how do they call? I think it's like
how do they mark him down? I guess is what I'm saying.
If he does the whole like, all right, look here, you know, watch for them to throw a slant to Rob Gronkowski, and then they throw a slant to Rob Gronkowski.
Okay,
that's probably it. So I'm going Romo over.
Here's an interesting one.
What are you going?
I'll go with the over as well. All right. What will Tony Romo be doing at the start of the 2019 NFL season, which obviously wouldn't pay until the beginning of the season? TV analyst is minus 500. Playing in the NFL is plus 300.
Oh, get out of here.
Coaching as an offensive coordinator plus 500, and then coaching as a defensive coordinator plus 1,600.
That's another one that he could just put some money down on. He's in the booth.
Yeah, but why would he? How many times will Ted Rath be mentioned during the broadcast?
A lot of money. Who?
Ted Rath. Who is Ted Rath?
Who the hell is that? I almost lost. Who is Ted Rath?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, so under or zero.
I think it's Sean McVay's coach.
Ooh, how many times will Sean McVay's wife be mentioned?
Already once here. How many replays will be shown of... Ted Rath is the guy holding Sean McVay. That's who he is.
Oh, the holder guy. That guy's amazing. Oh,
how many
boy.
Replays will be shown of Ted Rath holding Sean McVay back during the game?
I wish they gave me an over-under, because I think the over-under's got to be 3.5. That's the line.
Of how many times they show him?
Yeah. Oh, but like, point him out. It's got to be point. Oh, it
how
is?
Many t- okay, here it is.
Oh, my God.
How many times
good.
Will, listen. How many times will Ted Rath be mentioned during the broadcast? Over, under 3.5.
Give me credit for calling that line. I'm not looking at your sheet.
I know.
That's right. I'm really good. I'm going to actually say under, because I think they're not going to want to go over 3.
Okay. How many replays will be shown of Ted Rath holding Sean McVay back during the game?
Oh, that would. What are you saying, by the way?
The over, under is 1.5.
But what are you saying?
I'll go under with you on that one.
Okay, so hold on. Let me write there. Rath mention under.
I'm going to go over on this showing him.
I'm going to say. Is it 1.5? Yeah, I'm gonna say over 2, because I think at least 2. So Rath video over.
All right. How many times will Sean McVay's age be mentioned during the game?
Oh, my God.
1.5.
Oh, over.
Over, yeah.
Hey, age over. I mean, we almost have identical. McVay over.
How long will it take Gladys Knight to sing the U.S. national anthem?
Oh,
over
baby,
147.
But wasn't there a whole ado about like 2 minutes with Gaga or whatever?
I don't remember.
Or Christina Aguilera.
Did that.
It was Aguilera. That's who it was.
Yeah, but Christina Aguilera also screwed up the lyrics.
Oh God, it was so good. What did they? What is it? 140.
147.
And who is it?
Gladys Knight.
I'm gonna go under.
I'll go over.
You're going under? I see. Anthem under. You're going over.
Yeah.
I'm going under.
Let's see. Hold on. I lost my spot here. Will Gladys Knight be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown to sing the U.S. national anthem? Yes, minus 175. No, well, yeah. Why? What else would she be wearing?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Chicken suit? What are you talking about?
Will Gladys Knight forget or omit a word from the national anthem?
Nah, she's a pro. She's not that good.
Yeah, they got no at minus 500. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing.
Will any player take a knee during the national anthem?
Oh, no, not on these two teams.
No is minus 700.
Really?
That's for every $7 you put down, you get one back.
Let's do this. I'm going to get down on these bets. These are pretty good ones.
If you say yes, it's plus 400.
Oh, really? Well, no, I say no one's going to do it. I'll bet my $7 to get $1. I'm down with this. Let's go to break. When we come back, what are we doing? Is this end of hour? No, we got one more segment coming up here.
We got more.
We're going to finish up some more prop bets. We got to talk about Kyler Murray, and then Porzingis is not going to be free of us or Crybabies in All-Star Game. So more in this league. Bogdan the Welsh coming up.
NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
What's up, guys? We're back. Welcome back. Big game weekend 53 Super Bowl. Going down. Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Rams and Patriots. Should be pretty damn awesome. So many opportunities, so much room for activities for you people that are in, super progressive states that let you gamble, or you're also just smarter with a Visa card and you just load it up and you go.
Got your VPN going.
Whatever you're doing and you're getting down with it. I wish I could get down with all of this. I want to do all of these prop betting. The most fun of why you get in. I mean, you go make your lock-in bets, but you got to get a couple prop bets down here. We have already done, what did we do last night? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 12 prop bets set here. The only ones we differed on were, I think the anthem goes under on time. You think it goes over. That was what, a minute 40?
Minute 47.
47. Ooh, my favor. We took, I think, everything else the same.
Well, it's not your favor because I knew it was 147 when I said it. So, yeah,
well, just working for me. Outside of MVP, I say Brady, you say Goff. So what else do we have here?
I love this one. Will any scoring drive take less time than it takes Gladys Knight to sing the national anthem?
Ooh. So if she goes a minute 40, will the drive be less than a minute 40?
Well, I mean, if she goes 2 minutes. Because she could run long. And yes is minus 110. No is minus 130.
Okay, so check this out.
So it's fairly even.
Would that count, though, if what if they had 30 seconds left in the quarter, two big passes, and they kick a field goal?
That counts. That's a drive.
Okay, so is the question, will any go under?
That's a scoring drive.
Will any go under? I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Okay, yes. Write this down here. Yes, under... I don't even know how to rate this one on here. Yes, under play anthem. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't when you're reviewing it.
I mean, and when we actually go back and review it. That's total, a good one. Wouldn't you want to lock that one in?
Yeah, that one, I really like that one. Especially if it's at the end of the game, you're trying to tie. You know, you got a minute 13 left. I mean, you know, it's... what would Al Pacino say? 30 seconds is a lifetime. total Donald Trump tweets on February 3rd. Over under 6.
I remember doing this last time, huh? What is it? Six?
Yeah.
Under. Six. I think last Super Bowl, I think he had three.
Okay.
But, oh, but, well, now I guess his buddy's always in the Super Bowl. I'd say Brady and them.
Well, they've been in three straight, so.
I mean, so here's the oddity, though. If someone were to kneel, there would probably be like five alone. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go Trump tweet under.
Yeah, me too. Okay. They got enough to deal with. And the next one is, will Donald Trump attend the game? No, he's not going to attend the game.
Why would he go to that Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach?
This is a big one.
Lime green, yellow, orange, blue, red, clear, or purple? Purple's plus 1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I always want to say, like, it should be yellow. Yellow's the only appropriate Gatorade, but I don't know. These idiots are always drinking orange. They're drinking orange, too.
I feel like last year, or it was either last year or 2 years ago, the game-winning coach didn't get doused.
Yeah, they didn't douse Belichick.
Okay.
So how often does Belichick get doused? Maybe that's the thing. Maybe they won't do it. I mean, they're so business as usual. They win the Super Bowl. They're like, all right, high five, guys. Good job.
That's what we're supposed to do, yeah.
I'm going to say next week. I'm going to say orange. Yeah, who do we play next week? Let's prep for next season. I'm going to say orange.
I'll say yellow.
I'll be pissed. I'll be if it's yellow now.
Will a fan run onto the field during the game? This is funny because you kind of expect that, right?
Yeah, someone's going to do it.
But no is minus 2,500 and yes is plus 800. I wonder if it's just like...
Can we have stats? How many guys have made it on the field in the Super Bowl?
Dude, I bet you that they warn these people because of so much advertising and FCC costs and all that stuff. I bet you running onto the field during the Super Bowl costs you like $500,000. I bet the fine is just gigantic for interrupting an FCC thing.
I mean, how many have... Like, I know it happened some, like, what, like the like early 90s, but since, like, 2000, has any... I don't know. Some idiot's going to do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Some idiot's going to do it. Like,
odds, I think that maybe no one does. They also have an unbelievable amount of security at the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, I'll go with no. This is weird, Welsh. I don't know why they have this, but maybe you can explain it to me. What will happen to the price of Bitcoin during the Super Bowl? Price is more at the end of the game. Price is less at the end of the game.
Okay, so I can answer this. Because some gambling sites will take cryptocurrency. They'll actually accept, and I believe they accept deposits, but I know they'll do withdrawals in cryptocurrency. So I can't think of them off the top of my head, but you can literally get paid back in Bitcoin. So what's the question? What will happen? Because the price in theory could go up because people that want to gamble, they might have to get in on Bitcoin so they can make gambling. So I would say the price of Bitcoin rises. It rises during the game.
That's minus 130 and price is less is minus 110. I guess they don't have an option for staying the same.
I'll go higher. I mean, see, at the same point, though, if people are cashing out after, because is it saying during the game or after the game?
It says after the game.
Ooh.
During the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Oh, make up your mind. I'm going to go.
Well, it can fluctuate, though, can it?
Well, yeah, it sure. As people are buying, buy, sell, are doing that. I'm going to say it goes up.
Okay.
What do you say?
I'll just say the opposite of you to make it interesting.
Bitcoin down. Bitcoin up. You loser talking about Bitcoin during Super Bowl.
Well, there's another loser one here. What will be the case on February 4th at S&P 500 market close? So they have, you know, Patriots win the Super Bowl and the market goes up, all that stuff.
The market's ridiculous, but yeah.
Yeah, who cares? What will be the predominant color Levine's top at the start of the halftime show?
Only thing I would point out, actually, I come back and say here's one thing because I do follow stock things. Here's a reason why that's interesting. Because a place like Google and Amazon have a lot of scrutiny right now, as far as costs, like especially Amazon going down, that if they have really good, compelling commercials, the stock market might get excited if there's a lot of chatter around like Twitter. If they have a great commercial and everyone's talking about it, you actually might see, because Amazon and Google, this is getting technical here, but Amazon and Google, you know, tops on the S&P, that because Amazon, Google, Apple, Facebook, and whatnot, because they hold such weight, if they come out with banging commercials and everyone's talking about them, I actually could see the market rising a bunch. And then, so I would say, now I would actually bet a very, very firm market is up. Because then, is that what the question was? Will the S&P be up or down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's up if there's good commercials.
I mean, it's barely different. So it's plus 200 for the Patriots and plus 270 for the Rams.
Oh, it's literally like a team winning. It's not will the market be up or down. It's
Patriots win and up, Patriots win and down, Rams win and up, Rams win and down. That's how they have it.
Wow, that's a trippy one.
How many songs will be played during the halftime show? Over under 7.5.
I'll say under. And you said that.
Well,
and you said the shirt one was what color?
The shirt one is, yeah, it's black minus 200, black. Any other color plus 150.
I feel like he'd wear a black shirt.
Yeah, me too. these are so stupid. Well, Adam Levine wearing a hat.
Oh, at,
when the opening, will Christina Aguilera make an appearance during the halftime show?
Why would she?
Because I guess
because they're on The Voice,
they're on that show together, right?
Well, do they have one for Blake Shelton, or is he still on that?
No,
Do you know Blake Shelton's dating? I'm just a girl in the world.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I thought they were married.
Not Gwyneth Paltrow, Gwen Stefani.
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, yeah, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani used to be with
Glycerine.
Bush. Who's Bush? Gavin Rossdale?
Gavin Rossdale. Yeah. Yeah.
And now she's with Blake Shelton.
Why do we know this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I love Gwen Stefani, but
how about some football ones?
All right,
about some? Will a non-QB throw a touchdown? You know, they asked somebody, I think they asked Brandon Cooks about the Philly special, and he said, nah, Goff can't catch.
Ooh, I feel like that's an. I'm gonna say,
no. Will any QB throw for 400 or more yards in the game?
Yes.
Oh, yes is plus 275. Welsh,
give me.
No is minus 450. So
wow, I'm guessing has anyone ever thrown for 400 yards?
400 yards? Well, I think Foles might have last year.
Yeah,
and Brady might have also. I mean,
let's skip that one, but I'll say yes.
Will any touchdown be overturned by replay?
Ooh, I like that one. I'm going to say yes.
I would say yes, too.
They're still NFL officials, so yes.
Right. And it's yes is plus 155. No is minus 220. So will any player be ejected for throwing a punch or fighting?
I mean, there's some dirtbags on this team.
No is minus 1,600. Yes is plus 700.
Wow.
I would say you got to control your emotions.
Dude, if you're like a third string and you're in the fourth quarter, you are swinging at somebody and you have a family friend put all the money down on that. Right?
I mean, that's so dumb.
Why? Money?
Are they going to be able to get on the field?
Yeah, like
what if
they're special
teams? What if that guy's just not active that day?
Well, no,
he'll
know
crazier things and to not activate someone.
They'll know an hour before the game. You can still lock. They'll be like, hey, I'm in the game. I'm going to be playing special teams third quarter.
Really? That's what their goal is. Yeah. Is calling their buddy an hour before the game. I'm going to throw a punch at someone.
You put that past the Patriots player.
I mean, weren't you the one complaining about the people calling them cheaters earlier?
Fox, that's the shtick. That's the exact shtick. Go on.
Do you like the ticks?
Yeah. At least you get the bits. Really happy.
Will either kicker hit the upright or crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point attempt?
All they got to do is hit it?
But it has to be a missed field goal attempt.
I'm going
to
say no.
I say no also. Will either team not punt during the game?
No.
No.
I'm liking a couple of these props. I would definitely get down with these.
That one was, yes, is plus 900. No is minus 3,500.
Oh, what was the one before with the crossbar?
The crossbar. Will either kicker hit the upright or crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point attempt?
Well, yeah, I know that, but what's the line?
Yes is plus 375. No is minus 605.
Oh, okay. 605. Okay. All right.
Will the Chick-fil-A franchise in Mercedes-Benz Stadium be open on Super Bowl Sunday?
No, they already said no.
No is minus 1,100.
Yeah, they already said no. It's easy money.
Will the Super Bowl winning team visit the White House?
Oh, yes, they will, because the Patriots would love to go.
Yes is minus 150. Will the roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium be open for kickoff?
No, because it's freezing out.
Says yes, minus 175, no, plus 135.
I mean, I know it's going to be, like, not crazy or anything, but it's still going to be cold. Why would they open that thing?
I don't think it's going to be that cold.
Is it going to be, like, 40?
In Atlanta?
Isn't it?
That's not that cold.
That's 40's cold. I mean, it's not cold compared to negative 40. 40's cold for us,
you know.
Yeah, but still.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's not, you know, flags aren't freezing or anything.
Nah, I said no. You don't mess around. It's Super Bowl. You don't mess around.
Will there be a flea flicker attempt in the game?
Yes.
Yes is plus 155. No is minus 220. Will there be a penalty for roughing the passer? Of course there will.
Absolutely. What is Tom that Brady's line? What's game? The yes on that?
Plus 105. I mean, are you kidding me?
Let me get a second mortgage out. Let me put that down. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what it says. No,
put the house down on that one.
If you brush Tom Brady's helmet, you're getting roughing the passer.
Dude. Don't we have a friend in Vegas? Don't we have a guy in Vegas? Let's pool some money together on that one.
Will there be an onside attempt, onside kick attempt in the game?
Yes.
Yes is minus 150. No is plus 110.
All right. Give me that other one.
How many commercials will run during the Super Bowl? Oh, my God. I didn't realize there were this many ads. Guess what the over-under is?
I'll bet it's like 100.
96.
Wow.
God.
Yeah. Well, because don't they like to do that thing where the game is still like going and then they move commercials to the right so people don't go past them too? So that gets more commercials in.
I guess.
Just anything they can do to avoid DVR. Just the not Derek Van Riper, but you know, your recorder is like just the biggest hindrance to advertisers. It's crazy. We got like a minute and a half. Let's get a couple really good, last good ones.
Let's see.
We already bet the house on, I already forgot which one.
These are all which commercial will appear first, and it's like head to head here. Expensify versus TurboTax, avocados from Mexico versus Planters, Doritos versus Pringles, Bubbly versus Pepsi.
They're doing like March Madness style?
Yeah.
But see, that's again, that's another one.
Here first.
The guy that's going to be setting up the whole show, they know why people can take advantage of this.
Yeah, but most people don't know. I mean,
but that guy
I think if you get a $100,000 bet on avocados from Mexico over Planters,
well,
they're going to be like, well, maybe this person's involved.
But you're smart about it. You get like three $5,000 bets and go on three that you know are going to happen.
Yeah. And they'll tell 10 friends. Yeah. And they'll tell 10 friends and so on and so on.
Yeah, maybe you make it look good. You like purposely lose one while winning the other three. Like, you can make that work.
That's right.
Cool. All right. Give me two more good ones. Do we have any more in-game ones?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it, man.
That's it?
The rest are commercials. It's all which will appear first. There's one between all the beer ones, between Budweiser, Bud Light, Stella, Michelob Ultra.
How about Stella Artois?
Artois. And then Coke.
I got one.
Coke versus Pepsi.
I got one for you. Over under. Well, I guess this is not over under. Yes or no, during the Super Bowl, they mention the god awful interview that Kyler Murray did on the Dan Patrick show. Did they mention it?
I think they're going to not mention it during the game.
No. I think it could get mentioned. We're going to mention it because we're going to talk about it when we come back. We got to talk about it's got to be top three of the worst interviews of all time. And just also it makes it maybe the worst just how important it is, you know, if you think about it. So we're going to talk about that. Kristaps Porzingis got traded. Somebody cried when they didn't make the All-Star game. We've got to talk about those things. I don't even know if we'll get to baseball. It's tons going down. So don't go anywhere. Hour three, final hour's coming up. We'll see what we get to. Oh, Kyler Murray. Oh. All right, don't go anywhere. More in this league.